Hi, Kevin Murphy here. You're listening to Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. It contains all the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. So I'm Kevin Murphy, and this is Conversations with Kevin.
So welcome to Conversations with Kevin. I'm Nathan Gorman, and I'm here with Kate Reid, Design Director from Colour Me, to launch the very new and exciting Everlasting Colour Regimen. Hi, Kate.
Hey, Nathan. It's great to be here, and what an exciting regimen we have.
First collab between Kevin Murphy and Colour Me. So Everlasting Colour is a range of colour-preserving products that are formulated to restore and strengthen chemically treated hair, and actually over time extend that vibrancy and shine of hair colour when used as an entire regimen, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it helps to support your scalp's natural biome, which means it has prebiotics, so it helps look after the flora of your scalp. It'll assist in mineral buildup from hard water. And Kate will go into that detail later, but that's something great to really kind of ensure colour results. And it's going to protect against colour deviations created by environmental aggressors such as oxidants, free radicals and UVA, UVB, which is obviously, you know, radiation sun. So it's a pretty big ask, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it really is. I feel like you've given it all away. So today we're introducing our latest innovation, Everlasting Colour. We knew as a brand when we wanted to create the range, we wanted to go above and beyond the idea of colour safe. So this is something that is next level in colour care. The world has changed in so many ways and people are colouring their hair a little bit differently to they were before. So we have so many ways that people are refining, zone toning, root stretches, face frames, you name it. The services have extended. These colouring techniques have changed where people are either spending more time in the salon for the day but going less often. And then there's the other clients that are going more often and spending less time. And so they're popping in every 6 weeks for a refresh or touch up. But we are seeing a lot more lived in looks. And those people are going every 3 to 5 months.
Yeah. I mean, I notice, Kate, we're actually in the salon today, but I notice that really after the pandemic, you have two types of client. You have those that actually are prepared to spend a whack of money and a whack of time and be here for 6-7 hours, not only twice a year, and then they do cuts and maybe a bit of a like root stretch or a bit of a toner in between. Or there's still those ones that crave constant maintenance, aren't there?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all scared of losing and not getting our next hair appointment now. We've been through the shock of having it so hard to get into the salon.
Yeah, that's true.
So that whole, you know, journey leads us to the idea of colour preservation, not just colour-safe products, and extending the life of our colour, because that's something that we feel like we need to do.
So, Kate, you'd actually say that this is for clients that actually the biggest thing for them is colour maintenance. That is what they, it doesn't matter how they have their hair coloured or what they have done, the top line is they want to maintain that colour.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So, as usual at Kevin Murphy, we choose the best of nature and the best of science, and I think that that balance is really important. You can call it the best of nature, the best of technology. We obviously have our skincare innovations that we look into as well. You know, I said that the wash actually looks after the microbiome of the scalp. So what other technologies have we used?
So they're results-driven technologies and they build, a wide range of benefits. So they restore and strengthen the hair. They give longevity and vibrancy to hair colour.
So I'm really excited to introduce our new range, Everlasting Colour. So, Kate, without further ado.
So we have our Everlasting Wash, our Everlasting Rinse. These are incredible. And then we have our Everlasting Leave-In and our Everlasting Treatment. So the four products in the line.
Great. So we'll start with Everlasting Wash, and I'll do the top line and then Kate will take that to something else. So Everlasting Wash, of course, is a sulfate-free formula. It uses an acid pH system to seal the cuticle. for optimum shine and colour retention. We've got natural ingredients like hydrolyzed quinoa that provide those essential amino acids that are the building blocks of repair. And we've also developed three complexes that flow throughout the entire range. Complexes are actually really important because you can't just find one ingredient that can be responsible to, say, repair or protection. It's really the chromatic complex that's in this forms a protective shield that strengthens and protects the hair from colour fade.
Yeah, so Everlasting Colour Wash is pH balance. It's chelating due to its...
Phytic acid,
yeah. Thank you, Nathan. I always need help. This assists in removing a mineral buildup. Minerals that build up leave your hair feeling dry, hard. They can affect the colour of it as well. So it's great for removing minerals like calcium, magnesium, copper, along with others. This will ensure a more even, better and true colour result.
I think that it's really important to say, Kate, when you're in the salon, you know, when you actually are foiling someone's hair and the foils get hot.
Yeah.
That's actually a mineral buildup that does that. So to ensure consistent colour results, Everlasting Colour Wash is wonderful for clients to use.
Yeah, and, you know, often I don't feel like that happens as much anymore. Mm. Or when you're in a salon and you know your clients, it doesn't happen. But sometimes we do get those clients in and you don't know them and hopefully we won't.
Or you just don't get the result you think you get. Like they might live in an old house that has old hot water pipes, which are copper and things like that. So, you know, before, but we'll look into that a bit later in this podcast. So Everlasting Rinse, I'll get you to be the hand model this time and hold it up, Kate. Everlasting Rinse is a colour-preserving conditioner which forms that protective layer that guards against colour loss. The pH balancing system improves the hair's condition and creates the shine. We've got the Illuminate complex that we tend to use in products in the regimen that are leave-on because they provide heat protection against heat damage, among other things as well. Again, from nature, it has the rice proteins that create the natural shine by helping to close the cuticle. And rice proteins are really good for strength. If your hair's strong, it's going to hold on to the colour for longer, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, you know, strength and how your hair's conditioned is what gives you that longevity as well. So, you know, you need to consider that. But all of these natural ingredients that Nathan spoke about are real surface ingredients. So they protect the outer surface of the hair to help to close the cuticle and really lock in our colour to create all those great benefits. But what gets really interesting is the next two products in the range, our leave-in and our treatment, because they work on the inside of the hair. So in a nutshell, the shampoo and the rinse is surface care and the new treatments go beyond that surface care.
Great. So we have Everlasting Colour Leave-In. So it's a weightless leave-on product that uses, as Kate said, bond building and bond multiplying technology. And we've called that KM Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is to build strength from within the hair. And it's, you know, from the inside out to protect that hair from chemical damage as well. It contains moringa seed, which is a good source of protein. So proteins, as I said, are amino acids, a building block of repair. But moringa seed is really interesting, Kate, because it's really high in essential fatty acids, and that's lipids. And that's really just moisture, which is wonderful for the hair. So do you know anything about the complex?
Yeah, so the chromatic complex protects the hair fiber from colour fade and also UVA and UVB radiation, which is so important. The addition of the bond builders and bond multipliers means the results are accumulative. So that means that they just get better and better every time you use it.
That's great.
So keep using it.
So then finally we have, we could call that accumulative actually. It accumulates over time. So finally, we have Everlasting Colour Treatment, and this is salon strength treatment for home care but also for in-salon solutions as well. So we know that, you know, after the pandemic, a lot of things went home and, you know, think of it as now the salon has to go to clients. I mean, for consumers, they're really interested in rituals, aren't they, Kate?
Oh, I think, you know, the last 2 years we wanted everything at home, whether it's skincare, hair care. I think people are so much more focused on, you know, getting their everything into the best condition possible. And this is a full-strength bond-building and bond-multiplying treatment, so it restores the damaged hair. Being in a take-home pack, you can use it every 2 weeks. That's what we recommend. And there's three, which you saw in the box. So it can last for 6 weeks.
Oh, well, that's amazing. So every 2 weeks you're getting that big injection of bond builders and bond multipliers to actually restore damage. I mean, it's for colour preservation but restoration and repair as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I've used this product for around a year now. I'm obsessed with it. My hair's in incredible condition and it feels like beautiful. So it really showcases what you can do at home as well.
Mm. So we use it for a leave-on every 2 weeks and it uses two complexes, Kate. The Radiate complex, which is really interesting, and this is why we say to leave it in. It creates this cross-linked network to greatly improve the strength of the hair and provide thermal protection and increase manageability and softness. Secretly, it's a little bit of the same technology used in a different way that we use in our Evers, like Ever Smooth or our blow dry regimen at Kevin Murphy. And then it has that chromatic complex as well that forms that protective shield that, you know, is against radiation, UVA, UVB, antioxidant fade as well. What about the bond builders?
Well, you know, what you just mentioned is I always think of it like scaffolding as well. Like it really helps that structure to stay strong in the hair. So those bond building and bond multipliers, you know, really greatly improve the strength of the hair. This is also a part of the InSalon Ritual Services. So it's targeted at the individual and it can be tailored to suit your hair. So wherever greater strengthening is desired, you can change the order around of how you use these products, depending on the hair thickness, whether it's coily, wavy, coarse, you know, or straight.
But let's give the rules today, Kate, not necessarily, because we'll go into some frequently asked questions later. I mean, at Kevin Murphy, we really do suggest you use it as a leave-in, but there are other ways to use it. We've created a document for you called Everlasting Colour in the Salon that will give you all of those answers as well.
Yeah, so it's really important, obviously, the Colour Me finishing regimen and how we finish every client in the salon. These leave-in treatments are a great addition for every colour client, incredible, and just the strengthening and how we're finishing the service. But we'll get into a little bit more detail in a minute.
And also designed as an upsell, like to generate money, because bond builders are a line item in a salon, you know how much they generate every year as well.
And you talk to salons and they can add $20 to $60 for a product like that. And it's great to use this in the salon, show your clients how to use it, and then you've got the pack of three to take home as well. So that will get them through an additional 6 weeks. So, you know, it's perfect.
Yeah, so obviously, listeners, you might be kind of cottoning onto the idea now that our post-Colour Me, because this is the first innovation or the first kind of collab between Kevin Murphy and Colour Me. You'll see it on the packaging. So it has actually changed the Colour Me finishing regimen, Kate.
It has, and it's really streamlined what we're doing in the salon after a colour service. So do you want to get through how we're using it?
Yeah. At Kevin Murphy, we have multiple options to prioritise problem-solving for clients. It's important to note that Everlasting Colour is a results-driven, colour-preserving, colour-enhancing and protection line that's next-level colour care, isn't it, Kate?
It really
but
is.
All of our products are colour-safe. So let's explore some frequently asked questions and procedures specific to the new regimen.
All right, let's go.
A lot of S's in that for Nathan. There you go. So I'd like to start by looking at Everlasting Colour Leaving versus Staying Alive versus Untangled. So Everlasting Colour Leaving, as we said previously, is our bond-building colour protective treatment, and it's a really efficient and consistent porosity equaliser, more efficient than Staying Alive and Untangled.
Yeah, so Everlasting Leave-In has been designed from the ground up, not only to preserve colour vibrancy, but to assist in obtaining uniform colour throughout the hair because of porosity equalising properties due to the pH sealing. So it's an acidic formula that helps to improve the scalp health and also repair the hair and improve the cuticle layer.
So additionally, KM Bond within the Everlasting Colour Leaving is designed to form that shield of protection to build strength through the in and guard against breakage. It's got a pH of 4 to 4.5, which we know is acidic, but it's a really small gradient. So we know that it's really targeted in the acid lock as well. And combine that with KM Bond, it's pretty good. So what's the ideal use, really, so for colourists?
Colourists that want to achieve more consistent colour results in salon when they use it as part of the complete regimen, mm-hmm. or clients who prioritise colour longevity, protection, what improves strength in the hair, shine, while offering thermal protection in the hair fibre. They don't want the colour to fade and they want to protect from environmental elements such as UVA, UVB radiation when they use the entire regimen together.
I mean, there's some big claims there. So yeah. Let's look at our iconic Staying Alive, which is a leave-in treatment. We love it. It's antioxidant-rich to protect the hair. It's got an acidic pH, we know, which is why we used it within the Colour Me post-finish colour regimen. It's designed to smooth out the hair without weight, which is why we put it in the thickening regimen. So it will revive dry or damaged colour treatment hair. It's a weightless hydration. But it's because of this that we can say it really helps to maintain colour and it does equalise porosity, but it's not colour preserving because we really need the complexes that we've popped within Everlasting Colour to say that. It has a larger gradient pH of 3.5 to 4.5. So you can see it's not quite as targeted as Everlasting Leave-In is. So who should use it, Kate?
So stylists who want to help seal the cuticle, equalise porosity, I think it's a great lightweight cutting spray. I know all of our cutting team use it all the time through the hair to really help comb it through but to be weightless. Mm. So for clients who prioritise weightless leave-in treatments, they want to create shine and protection because that's a really fine line on getting those two things together.
Sure.
It's a great choice for a foundation product to seal the cuticle before adding other styling products. So Staying Alive is perfect for fine to medium hair.
Great, thanks, Kate. So next we have Untangled, which is our leave-in conditioner and detangler as well. And it's designed as that leave-in conditioner that has that cosmetic appeal. It helps to boost shine, strengthen and restore hair while helping to retain moisture. Does have some heat protection, interestingly enough. It's part of our hydrate regimen, which gives that more cosmetic feel to hair. And it's perfect for curly, wavy or hair that's into highly textured or just textured hair to deliver that silky hydration. It's got, again, the same pH as Staying Alive, 3.5 to 4.5. So still a smaller, a larger gradient than Everlasting Colour Leave-In, but it'll help to seal the cuticle while taming the hair. So what's the ideal use of that one, Kate?
So Untangles for stylists who want to deliver more moisture control to the hair with a cosmetic feel. Great for medium, thick, wavy, curly or coily hair. So clients who prioritise hydration and ease of styling, people who want to boost shine, improve their combability and also style the hair with added benefits like protection.
Is combability a word?
Not this again. It's definitely a word. I'm going to use it in my Scrabble games from now.
I wonder how many points you get for combability. But you get a lot of points for having combable hair, don't you?
Exactly.
So with the Colour Me, you know, we've alluded to the fact that obviously Everlasting Colour provides a lot of in-salon solutions for finishing post-colour work.
Yeah.
To halt that oxidation. To you know, it's quite amazing. So let's look at some of it. So what about a Colour Me pre-colour service, Kate? If you wanted to porosity equalise the hair, what would we do?
So for porosity equalising, you know colour can absorb at different rates, knowing how uneven hair can be when clients come into the salon, especially if they're not using our recommended retail regimen at home.
Yeah.
So we recommend Everlasting Colour Leave-In. Add it to the highly porous areas, just a light mist, and it will help to promote an even colour result. So you would apply the light mist to those porous areas only. You don't need to apply it if the hair's healthy.
Yep.
You'd blow dry it in completely to remove the moisture, and then yep. you'd apply your Colour Me service over the top. Really simple.
But you wouldn't. You don't have to start with shampooed hair, wet no. hair, no. So no. you just
spray it in.
Spray it on, then dry it. Okay, that's just really simple.
Just to the lightened area. Yeah. Yep.
That's great. So obviously PhD is a bit of an iconic part of our Plus Technologies at Kevin yeah. Murphy. So let's look at our in-salon, like pre and post regimen about that. So
yeah, so this is really streamlined just to make it super simple. If you're doing a PhD service, you can prepare the hair by cleansing it with any Kevin Murphy wash of your choice, followed by a rinse of your choice, which really evens out the canvas, and then you just apply your PhD service to the hair.
So there's no need to use Everlasting Colour Wash?
You don't have to, no, and you don't have to use Angel Wash. Just pick whichever you would like for the hair type and then wash, rinse, and yep. you're ready to colour.
But it wouldn't matter if you did use Everlasting Colour Wash.
No, no. Right, as well.
Yep, okay, so it doesn't matter. Okay, sorry, I'm asking questions like
just
I'm
as long
class.
As it's Kevin Murphy.
Okay, yes.
It does matter.
So after lightening and prior to refining, toning or pH services, what about that one?
So if I've lightened hair, maybe I've used Ultimate Lightener and I want to refine the hair, I'm ready to tone it, or even again, I'm doing a PhD service and I've had lightening on the hair. This time now, you can, if you want, just you've developed your Colour Me or lightener in the hair, you'd rinse really well from the hair, you'd apply your Everlasting Colour Wash to wet hair at the base and lather, rinse thoroughly, mm-hmm. and then you just apply your refinement. So whether you're using a toner, Colour Me, PhD, whatever, you're ready to go.
Great.
And because it's acidic, it helps to really close the hair, shaft down
and stop oxidation.
Well. Yeah.
Stop. And that's a really important thing because a lot of brands come out with a product like often a foam, if I'm thinking of some other brands and stuff,
yeah.
that they say to use post-colour to stop the colour, but we actually
this will
have
work.
Multifaceted solutions to drive to the same result.
Yeah, so the next one is if you've coloured the hair with Colour Me, lightener, PhD, whatever it is, you're happy, you're not going to add any more colour today. Mm. So I'm finished. Once my development time's complete, I emulsify and rinse it from the hair.
Mm.
I prepare by making sure all the product's out, and then I apply the Everlasting Colour Wash to the damp hair, lather really well, and then rinse thoroughly. From there, you know, get that extra moisture out. I always see a lot of people at the base and the hair's sopping wet and they add yep. their rinse or treatment. Make yep. sure it's all out, a lot of the excess water, and then apply your Everlasting Colour Rinse for 2 minutes. Give your client a nice little head massage.
A two-minute massage? You're a bit stingy.
Well, you know, we're busy, busy people. 2 minutes is a 2 minutes lasts a long time. Wow. Come on. So just 2 minutes and then rinse it thoroughly and then towel dry. And then you can apply your Everlasting Colour treatment to the hair. I would actually try to upsell this to every client who's having colour.
Mm.
I think, you know, it's bond building. It helps with style support. Repairs the hair, strengthens. I love it.
Yeah.
So that would, to me, be not optional, but it is optional because sometimes your clients don't want to spend the money or maybe they come in every couple of weeks and they, you know, have a bigger bill and then they want a smaller bill.
Yes.
It's just circumstance, right?
I mean, it's optional because it shouldn't be given away for free, let's be frank.
No, it's not.
It's an upsell.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
I said before, like, you know, bond builders and are a line item in salons that generate revenue. So please don't give it away for free.
No.
It's a way to make money for the
yeah.
salon. Of course, the results are great if you don't use the treatment, but they're greatly enhanced
yeah.
if you do use the treatment.
So after we've used our Everlasting Colour treatment, then if you want extra protection, you can spray in your Everlasting Colour leave-in and then you would style as desired.
Great. Okay. And we'll go into why we leave Everlasting Colour treatment in as well. So, Kate,
yeah.
let's run through some frequently asked questions that we get. So in the Colour Me finishing, and I'm going to really put you
okay.
on the spot here,
let's
so everyone's going to love it. In the Colour Me finishing regimen, why do we no longer shut the cuticle prior to the wash with a spray to lower pH and lock the colour service as with staying alive as a colour lock?
Yeah, so Everlasting Color Wash, obviously it's new technology, but essentially it takes the task over and improves on it. So because of the wash and the rinse together, it's an acidic lock technology. So it's not designed to like...
So it's unnecessary.
It helps to actually lock the color in. So that's how it was designed and it fulfills that need.
Yeah, great. So can I still use Staying Alive for porosity equalizing?
Absolutely. So porosity equalizing, it's both Staying Alive and Everlasting Color are completely acceptable.
Yep.
So Staying Alive you might use if it's low porosity, but maybe it's really fine hair and you just wanted to give it a light spray.
Yep.
Everlasting Color Leave-In has new technology, bond-building technology, and it's more targeted and consistent for higher porosity and the problems associated with it. So my go-to would be Everlast Color, but if I don't have it, I can still use Staying Alive, and it's definitely going to be better than using nothing.
Yes, of course. So why do we not use Everlasting Color rinse in some cases, Kate? Because...
Oh, you mean before refining the hair?
Well, yeah, just in general, and can I use it? I mean...
Yeah, so... You don't Everlasting Color Wash is enough to prepare the hair for refinement.
Because of the acid block, because it shuts the cuticle.
Exactly. Yeah. So it prepares the hair perfectly for color. And if the hair is extremely damaged and needs extra detangling, you can add in that step, but it's not really needed. And, you know, we are always counting minutes. So if I only have to wash, then that's what I'm going to do.
Do you have any questions for me, Kate?
Yeah, okay, let's go. So Restore, I know, has been a really popular product.
Yeah.
So where does it fit in now that we're not using it for the finishing regimen?
Well, I know we previously recommended using Restore after a colour service and before refining and toning, and because it had stabilised, lightener, a colour or remove colour residue. But we need to remember that Restore is still our premium cleansing treatment. It's in the repair regimen, and for a long time, we have used it in Colour Me, but Restore is still the same product. It's able to be used in Colour Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well. But we've got a new whole regimen. But for me in salon, it's not consumers haven't been buying or our clients haven't been buying Restore to take it home to finish their colour at home.
No.
Because they have it done. Clients take Restore home because it's a cleansing treatment. Mm. It's a bit like a oil-based cleanser as opposed to a gel-based cleanser if you use skincare metaphors. It is ideal for people that co-wash.
Yeah.
So use... Restore as a co-wash on curly to coily hair. For those clients that follow those various curl methods and choose not to wash their hair when they have colour in the salon or at home. So if people follow curl methods and they're having a Colour Me service, Kate, it's still appropriate to use it. I do think that it really won't change the take home of Restore. Restore's iconic to people that it's iconic to, don't you think?
Well, my son's three and I use Restore on him only because if I actually got a washout, he would be screaming and losing it. So I think Restore's great for like so many people, especially kids who you don't want to wash their hair and you want to use that co-wash. When I was blonde, I didn't want to wash my hair and I was using a co-washer all the time. So, yeah, it's still going to be so popular. How does Everlasting Color stabilize the color, and any other tips on this new process is better than the old regimen?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think we've kind of answered this, but remember, Everlasting Color is a specific regimen built for color from the ground up. It's for consumers that absolutely, it's all about color preservation and color maintenance. We know those clients. Sure, it's got the best of science and nature. As I said, it's designed to preserve colour, but it's also designed to enhance results while colouring in salon. That's very different. It's a colour preserving and enhancing line, but of course we've got the range of attributes of rebuilding from KM Bond and the other ingredients that give us protection from the environment like UVA, UVB radiation and the thermal protectants. I mean, it's a bit of a win-win sort of... regimen really for those that color their hair. So Kate, a couple more technical questions. Let's see how you go. Okay. So will the color oxidize for 48 hours following using this regimen, or does it actually stop the oxidation?
So as a specific pH-controlled regimen, Everlasting Color was designed to stop oxidization process, rinse color thoroughly, and use Everlasting Color Wash and Color Rinse, and it will halt oxidization. In saying that, I always tell clients not to go and wash their hair straight away.
Yes, of course.
You don't want to leave the salon and be washing your hair 2 hours later.
Yes, of
so
course.
So it does stop the oxidization, but, like, we don't need to go home and wash it.
Yeah. So Everlasting Color Treatment, what does it do and how does it work?
So I do this one for me, yeah. Everlasting Color Treatment is a shot of treatment designed to protect the color fade, mm-hmm. enhance shine, vibrancy, radiance. It locks in your color, rebuilds the hair fiber, adds nourishment, moisturizing, and bond building with the KM Bond. It's one of those products. Basically, all of those things, you couldn't live without it, could you?
No, but do you have any styling questions for me?
Okay, so let me think. Do I rinse out or leave in Everlasting Treatment?
Well, I think that's interesting, but either's acceptable and effective. However, if you plan on rinsing it out, we suggest you add after the rinse and follow with the leave-in. We do have some other kind of things coming out, and we're doing a little bit more testing on this, but I need you to all remember that we've added lightweight style enhancers, so it's not necessary to rinse out. The hair will be easy to style and protected as a leave-in, and that really is our preferred option. So, Kate, I know that you used to recommend that we couldn't use Treat Me Post Colour.
Oh, yeah.
So I know we've said that we can, but can you explain why? Why have we changed that now?
So this Everlasting Color Treatment was created to be used as part of the color service. So we suggest an upsell, and that's why we ensure wonderful styling and color results. Everlasting Color Treatment is designed to replace traditional bond building treatments in the salon. So you're going to love it.
I think, you know, if you listen to conversations with Kevin recently, we did an episode on pricing with Janine Simons and Natalie Clark Morgan. I think that it's really important to actually cost out these things and know how much money you can generate. And when you have staff on a commission basis, this is a really good way to kind of help them up their earnings, isn't it?
Absolutely. I know that's a lot of salons cost down to the minute today. Yep. So they want to know what their return is. And this is a great way to get that ticket value up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about mixing the regimens, because I know that people will want to mix Everlasting Color with other regimens for at-home maintenance. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about Everlasting Color Wash and Repair Me Rinse and Leave-In, of course you can, and you should personalise your take-home regimens to meet specific needs. Kate, you've driven me mad with KM Bond, like, over the time. So those of you that know Kate and I. So
I love to ask 1,000 questions about bonds.
So which products have KM Bond and how does it work?
So Everlasting Color Leave-In and Everlasting Color Treatment contain KM Bond. So these penetrate into the cortex. They build strength from within while forming, you know, a shield of protection that reinforce, lubricate, and protect the surface of the hair. Mm. So they reinforce internal bonds as well. They protect the hair fiber from damage caused by chemical treatments and significantly decrease the risk of breakage. So the benefits are gigantic.
I think it's good. It stops hair from getting damaged before it gets damaged.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nathan, you know, I love to drive you mad, but can you explain the composition of KM Bond?
Well, I am probably more the ingredients.
Yeah, you are.
In some ways, you're all about performance, okay? So obviously we use hydrolyzed, well, not obviously, but we use hydrolyzed vegetable and rice proteins. The reason we do that is proteins derived from plant-based sources like that actually go into the keratin of the hair really well because of the amino acids. So they penetrate the cuticle, they're bond-building and multiplying proteins. And again, as you said, Kate, they form that shield of protection that guards against breakage before it actually happens. And they can also help nourish hair from root to tip and give that natural shine and increased elasticity and strength as well. So I suppose finally we have home maintenance. So we should look at to ensure, like, colour preservation, enhancement, and all the things we've been speaking about today. Clients should use at least Everlasting Colour Wash, the rinse and the leave-in, shouldn't they, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they should be using the treatment as well, but that can be added in as problem solving. We look, when we said 2 weeks, we're talking every 3 to 4 washes, or with every wash when the hair is really highly damaged or porous. So until you get it into your desired condition, when we're in good condition, you know, we want to maintain with every 2 weeks. So clients who place color preservation and durability above else should use the full regimen. So Everlasting Color provides both in-salon solutions and the perfect ritual for wellness and color maintenance at home. It's inclusivity, sustainability, and the joy of science. It's a boundary blurring innovation from Kevin Murphy and Color Me.
Okay, great. Thanks, Kate. So Everlasting Color provides those in-salon solutions that we need with a perfect ritual for wellness and color maintenance at home as well. Sustainable and the joy of science. I mean, it's a boundary blurring innovation from us at Kevin Murphy and Color Me, and kind of our first collab, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think it's going to change the way, you know, we do things in the salon. Clients are going to love it, and, you know, so much more opportunity for an increased value of service in the salon as well, which is super exciting.
Sure. And obviously, Kate, we've rewritten education with all of the new finishing regimens for...
We have.
Yep, for Color Me.
So if you head over, if you're still unsure about what I was talking about today, if you go over to the Kevin Murphy website and in the Color Me section, there's a digital technical manual, and you can see all the instructions on how to use it in there.
And for those of you that are a member of Kevin Murphy and Color Me's digital platform, or app called Connect. We've uploaded everything there.
We sure have.
Yes, so launch. So look out for the launch meet around Everlasting Color, but also have a look for Everlasting Color in the salon, which gives you all of those things that you need to know, those questions between the lines and how to actually implement it. So thank you for being here on Conversations with Kevin. I'm Nathan Gorman, Headmaster. We're here with Kate Reid, Design Director for Color Me. And we will see you next time, or hear you next time, rather.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.